Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 245 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about the fact that it's the first week of August and I'm not back at school. We're going to talk about my recent very quick trip to Nashville and her recent trip to Target. If you would like to take a look at some of the things that we love and love to use, please do check out our Amazon store. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And it is newly reorganized. It feels like the accomplishment of our summer, really. As always, we are so glad you're here with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 245. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And for the first time in over 20 years, I did not go back to school today.
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? How does it feel?
How does it feel? Did you feel like you needed to go to Target and smell like crayon boxes or like?
And honestly, today I felt like I was playing hooky. I felt like I was supposed to be somewhere, but I wasn't, but it felt that way. It's workshop week for teachers this week, but at least here, but it's bizarre. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've done something for over half your life. Mm-hmm. And then to not go do that is kind of such a strange transition.
I know. So I don't know. I went to the grocery store.
Okay.
I went to the bank. Mm-hmm. I went to the UPS store.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I don't know. I've been working on a talk that I'm going to give this weekend at Senior Retreat. So.
Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome to the other side. We welcome you.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you here, and we're excited for you and all the possibilities that you will find.
Thanks. It's a time of year for new beginnings and transitions and all of the things that August brings to us. So.
Yep. It's so true. I've always said, well, I haven't always said, but the last several years, I have from the dawn of time. But it is August to me is more of a new year than January. Like it's such a when everybody starts going back to school and kids are going off to college and all that stuff. It's like, okay, here we go. Like it feels like a fresh start. Like after the summer, you know, it's kind of everything winds down and a whole new thing is kicking in.
That's so true. And we'll talk about this later, but knowing that I was not going back to school this week, I knew that this past weekend that Beth Moore was doing an event in Nashville.
Yeah.
And several months ago, I thought, I think I need to go to that. Not having any idea what it was going to be about, but just knowing somehow I needed to mark this particular, almost like you said, almost like a new year. Like I need to, I need to kick off this new time, this new season where I'm not going to be doing a thing that I've always done. And I need somehow to make some kind of distinction. So, yeah, it is. It is very much like a new year. I kind of felt that even this morning, because Alex, they're starting their official football practice this week. And so he went this morning and they lifted weights this morning, but then he'll go back this afternoon for, their first really long practice of the school year. And I don't know. Here we go.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Third Love. I love to be comfortable. I love to get home and I love to put on my comfy clothes and curl up on the couch with a good show, currently Outer Banks season 2, and a blanket. To me, a relaxing day at home starts with the essentials, and Third Love has created perfectly fitted underwear and loungewear with unbeatable comfort and cup sizes that come in AA through I, and lounge and sleepwear that come in sizes XS through 3X. Recently, I took a girls' trip to Colorado, and I loved having my Third Love loungewear to put on in the evenings. It was so comfortable, yet it's appropriate for a crowd. Maybe not a crowd, but at least your closest friends. And so it was just such a great thing to be able to put on. To me, what I love about my Third Love bras is that they're so comfortable. I don't feel like I'm wearing one. And I love the online shopping experience because you take a fitting room quiz, and it's so detailed to help you get the perfect size and style for you. To me, Third Love, you can really tell that they obsess over every stitch, so you never have to think about how something feels or looks or wears. And while trends come and go, Third Love has always stayed true to one notion. They do comfort, and you do you. And now Third Love has a new seamless collection called Form. It's wireless bras and form-fitting undies with limitless stretch and endless comfort that disappear under your clothes. And if you need more support, Third Love's number one best-selling 24/7 classic t-shirt bra provides all the comfort and support you need in more than 80 sizes. Plus, they have washable silk pajamas, which are my new favorite because they sleep so much cooler than other things. Your bed deserves machine washable luxury, and that can meet washable silk PJs. It's luxury that's almost too easy. Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now, they're offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/bigboo now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigboo for 20% off. I know you'll love them as much as we do.
It feels like, in some ways, I'm like, it feels like summer's lasted forever. But now that it's August, I'm like, it was funny because I was talking to Gully last week, and Jackson, her oldest, kind of left to go back, and he'll be back home for like a few more days. But it was like moving into, you know, because once you live in a house, like you can move in, your lease starts August 1st. And so he went to like start moving stuff in and all that stuff. And she was like, I mean, he's just gone. Like, she's like, it snuck up on me. Like, all of a sudden it was like, I felt like 4th of July happened, and then it was August 1st.
Yes.
You know,
well, fast. Caroline is having her own sort of transition time this week.
She is. So I drove her yesterday. So A&M has, which I love, they have this really cool ministry that they started. I don't know. It was, I think, probably in the last 15 years. So it's was not there when I was there, but it's called Impact Camp. And it's like a Christian fish camp. So it's put on by like 20 different ministries and churches.
People may not know what fish camp is.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Fish camp is an A&M tradition. So fish camp is for incoming freshmen. It's voluntary, but you basically sign up and it's like a 2-day retreat where you learn all the Aggie traditions and all the yells. And
I was going to say, that's when you learn how to cheer, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yell. You have it. Mm-hmm. We don't cheer.
I know.
But that's when they basically brainwash you. Is it fish camp? So that's where you're so all in. Like, I will tell you that fish camp for me, this is one of Gully's favorite stories about me. I went off to fish camp, and I had so much fun at fish camp, like had such a great time and was meeting so many new people that I found a payphone and I called my high school boyfriend and broke up with him from fish camp. Like, bye. I'm on to my new life now.
Uh-huh. The Lord is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Well, I will help you perceive it by telling you goodbye.
Yes, because I just put this quarter in this phone and called you collect to break up with you. So
that is cold. Sorry. That is cold. You called really collect.
Is. Well, yeah, because how else are you going to call long distance on a payphone in 1989? Right. Uh-huh. That was all I could do. So, but anyway, so that tells you. So fish camp. So she's going to fish camp too. But they started this thing, Impact, and it's just more of a Christian focus thing. And it's like 20 churches and ministries at A&M. All put, you know, they all combine together. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time with my words again. And they do Impact Camp. So you go, but it's more, it's faith-based, and it's to get you plugged in spiritually and to meet other kids who, you know, whose faith is important to them. And so I'm super excited. Like, to me as a mom, like, to have that. And I will tell you that yesterday we drove, which, you know, there's nothing I love more than having Caroline in a car, like, right, where she's a captive audience, because you get to hear all the stuff, you know? So like, we talked about how she was feeling and, you know, and what she's excited about and what she's nervous about. And so we'd had this great time, and we pull up to Impact and there's all these darling counselors out there, like in their different colors for their camps, and they're waving signs or whatever. And this cute little girl came up to the window and she was like, "Let me get your name. I'm going to check you in." And Caroline was like, "Caroline Schenkel." And she looked right at her and she said, "Caroline, we've been praying for you for a year."
Oh,
and listen, it took everything in me. I had my big sunglasses and I was like, "Okay, thank you so much." Okay.
That's too much.
It was too much. I mean, it was just that thing of like to see these college kids and to know that these kids and like, and Jackson Gully's son is a counselor at Impact. So he's there the same time right now. And I know from him doing all the training, like that's true. Like they get their list of campers back when they're chosen back in January and they've been praying for these kids like by name. Mm. And just to me, that's just such a powerful start.
Mm-hmm.
To just get to start off on that foot and get to meet some other people. And so I did get a text from her last night and she said she was having fun. So she loves her group and she's having fun, which I wasn't really worried that she wouldn't. But anyway, so I did that and I'm super excited. So I get to pick her up Wednesday and then she leaves for fish camp after that. So it's kind of a whirlwind.
It's going to be fast these next few weeks. It's going to be fast.
It really is. Because once she gets home from fish camp, it's really like 10 days and we move her in. So pretty quick.
That is quick.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Native. Sometimes it rains on your birthday. Sometimes the line for coffee wraps around the building. Sometimes gas goes up 10 cents a gallon or more. Sometimes life just stinks. But the good news is you don't have to, because Native has your back. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but if you tried their body wash, their toothpaste, or their brand new mineral-based sunscreen. Yes, Native now has a broad spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and body. It's lightweight, it absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or my personal favorite, coconut and pineapple. Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, or my personal favorite, cucumber and mint. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. Mix and match three of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Our big transition, well, not big transition really, but our big sort of marked the start of this new thing event last week was senior portrait time.
Oh, that's a killer. That one's a killer.
Now, I will say, you know, I never feel anything in the moment, or I rarely feel things in the moment. But
yeah,
because I worked with the school picture side of things for a long time because I did the yearbook, I'm sort of used to that process in terms of, you know, watching parents come in with their kids and all the emotions of that. And I've seen it from the other side for a really long time.
Mm-hmm,
so mm-hmm. I was determined that I was going to be breezy and I was not going to let it get me. I was not going to get snagged by my feelings on the way in the door. Mm-hmm. So once we got inside, I just sort of walked away and kind of let Alex go through that process with one of the people who was working with the photographers. But I'm going to tell you, just from the perspective of somebody who has watched senior portraits for a long time, and kind of worked with that process for a long time, they don't have to sit down anymore, which is huge. Like you have to go sit down on a block and then they like turn your shoulders. Turn your neck, but turn your head 40 degrees to the left. You know, it's just always like an elaborate sitting, twisting thing.
Yes.
And the photographer this year, they had these cameras mounted up on these tall, like, brackets. And the kids just, like, put on their, you know, their coat and tie or their stole or whatever. And then they just stood there, which... The pictures, at least the proofs that I've seen of Alex and of some of his friends, they're so much more natural because they're not like, you know, sitting with their head turned. I don't know. It was a real easy process. And then Alex was helping some friends who are moving from Nashville to Birmingham. He and another friend of his were helping them move. So he had to leave. So the whole like choose a senior portrait and then here are your proofs, you know, for whatever you want to purchase or whatever.
Yeah.
I did that on my own, which was probably maybe a little quicker than if it had been the two of us trying to decide together. Yeah. So.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But what was weird about it was it was not weird for me for some reason to see Alex in that environment, but it was weird to look around and see all of the people in his class, you know, like that I've known since they were little. That part is really confirming in terms of, oh gosh, everybody's growing up, like, you know.
Yeah. It's a weird, I remember when Caroline did that last year, and it's just such a strange, because it's kind of the first thing you do where you're like, oh, this is senior year. Like, here we go. This is really happening.
Yeah. And, you know, Alex and I don't fight about much, except we fight about his hair a lot.
Okay.
we fight about his hair a lot because I like for him to brush it. Uh-huh. And
why are you so high maintenance?
So...
why are you killing his vibe with wanting to run a brush through his hair? What's wrong with you?
I know. And he really likes it when it gets long and it gets really curly, which it's fine. It looks fine. But for senior portraits, I felt like he needed to have it a little bit, you know, it needed to be trimmed up and neater. And so all that to say, he got my haircut, I guess, week before last. But when we got there, again, I went hands off when we got there. And it all worked out fine. I thought his hair looked great.
That's good.
We didn't argue about it. So, because at least it had been brushed, you know, like it had been brushed one time.
Yeah.
So then after we got all that squared away, I had planned to go to the Living Proof thing to see, to hear Beth and Travis and Angela and everybody. And so I drove to Nashville Friday afternoon, all by myself.
Yes.
And along with everyone else in the Southeast, apparently, was on I-65 this weekend. It probably did have something to do with people going back to college, moving in and out of apartments, that kind of stuff. Because, my word, there was so much traffic.
I'm going to tell you that Caroline and I always stop. So we drove this where Impact is kind of outside of Waco. And so we drove up I-35 and there's a Buc-ee's outside of Temple, Texas, where we always stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we went yesterday, like that's where I stop and top off with gas. And like, I went to get gas and it was hard to find a spot to get gas, which you know how many pumps are at a Buc-ee's. Like people were waiting in line. And then we walked in to go to the bathroom. And of course I'm thinking already about the sour gummies I'm going to get. And I'm going to tell you that the line to the women's bathroom was outside the bathroom and down half the store.
Are you kidding?
Think about how packed that is. It was packed. I mean, I can't even tell you. Like, we walked in and we were like, no, we aren't waiting in this. And like, we'll drive down to somewhere else. It was packed, but I'm like, everybody's out on the road right now. So all that to say, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I could not get it. I kept waiting for it to let up and it just never did.
Yeah.
But, got to go eat lunch with my sister when I got to Nashville, and then so good to hear Beth teach.
Yeah.
You know, that's always a good thing. It was so good to see Travis and Angela. It was so good to be led in worship by them. But I'm going to tell you the hit of the time at the church was Lily Cottrell's overalls.
Listen, you know how I feel about some overalls. You know how I feel.
It was, I don't know, 14 years ago, I think I went to a Deeper Steel by myself in Nashville. You and I were kind of getting ready to try to get a little bit more serious about the blogging side of things. Same deal. I felt like I kind of needed a reset or a marker.
Yeah.
And that was when I saw Angela's jeans and blogged about them. That kind of kicked off our friendship with Travis.
Yeah. But
this time it was Lily's overalls were really just, they were so cute. That's not to diminish anything the Lord did through Beth's teaching or Travis's worship, because both were super meaningful. But I was encouraged in a different way with Lily's overalls. I don't know that I can wear overalls. I don't feel like that's a look I can pull off. You could pull it off.
But I wear them. I'm a big fan.
I just, for apple-shaped people, overalls are tougher. Or at least for me as an apple-shaped person, I find them a tougher look to pull off. But I affirm and esteem them on other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really cute. Every time I put mine on, which I bought a pair that I currently love, I think I got them at Gap, I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I always am like, am I too old for these? Can I wear these? But then I'm like, I don't care, you know, like right. I'm going with it because they're so comfortable and they're such a great thing to throw on and go run errands in and whatever that I'm a fan. So I'm like, I'm just going with it. I'm
just
going
to go with it. I think you should. I wish I could feel confident in them, but listen, I was blessed by them nonetheless. And just the whole vibe she had going on with those. It was so cute.
Yeah.
And, I got to see our friend Annie. That was super fun.
Oh, very fun.
And then you know this, but I'm going to share this anyway.
Hey, it's me. And today I want to tell y'all about a new podcast sponsor, Songfinch. Have you ever wished that you could put how you feel about a person you love into a song, except, like me, you lack any discernible writing and or musical talent? Then Songfinch is for you. With Songfinch, you can create a one-of-a-kind, radio-quality song full of details about your life. It is the perfect gift to celebrate an anniversary, a birthday, a retirement, send your kid back to college, or just to tell somebody, I love you. Simply share a few details about your life, your relationship, or special memories, and a hand-picked professional artist will turn it into a song that you can treasure forever. Sophie just had them write a song for me to celebrate my upcoming 50th birthday, and it was such a thoughtful gift that captured so much about our relationship, and I know I will treasure it always. The songs are created and delivered within 3 to 7 days, and you can select the music style you want, from acoustic pop, country rock, R&B, and the mood if you want it to be slow and romantic or fun and lighthearted. And you can select the artist you want, or they'll personally pair you with one of over 500 professional musicians. They have professional artists that have been seen on hit shows like Songland and The Voice. And I get that you might be skeptical. With over 3,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, it's really a meaningful gift that everyone loves. There is somebody in your life that this would make such a great gift for. The songs are normally $249, but this week they're offering $50 off, bringing them to $199. And with code BIGBOO, you save another $20. That's a total of $70 off the perfect gift. Just $179 for a gift they will treasure forever. Visit songfinch.com and use BIGBOO for an additional $20 off. Again, Songfinch is offering an additional $20 off all personalized songs at songfinch.com with code BIGBOO. That's songfinch.com, songfinch.com, and use code BIGBOO. That's BIGBOO for $70 off the most meaningful gift you could give someone.
I went to lunch with Travis and Angela and their friend Jess, who sang on Praise Team this past weekend, and Lily. We went to lunch after the thing, right before I came back to Birmingham. And we were all sitting at the table, but Travis hadn't gotten to the table yet. And so when he finally comes and he sits down, he said, I'm so sorry. I just saw B.B. Winans at the table, a couple of tables over.
Oh, okay.
And I went, I mean, like, I don't think, and you
I'm
can,
sorry, what?
You can disagree with me if you want to. Like, if you think I'm wrong about this, I want you to tell me. I don't think I'm a person who gets super starstruck.
No, I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Like, I just, I don't know. I just enjoy meeting people no matter what they do or, you know, but there was something about the words B.B. Winans. I was like, hold on, because.
Yeah.
I mean, I could break it down in terms of, you know, B.B. and C.C. Winans' music, their friendship with Whitney Houston. The whole thing. But I was like, what? And so, you know, I forget Nashville's like music business, that whole thing's going on. But, you know, I don't live in Nashville. I'm not accustomed to that. Anyway, so I was just as tickled as I can be. Well, like 5 minutes later, here comes B.B. Winans walking towards the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I left my body, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so thrilled. Like, I'm still talking about it. I don't know why it affected me like it did, but I just, and he was so delightful and so kind and just everything that I could have hoped that B.B. Winans would be, as you know, in the 5 minutes of conversation that we had with him and the people who were with him. But I just, I don't know. I, I feel like maybe that's why the Lord wanted me to go to Nashville, you know, this past weekend, was just to be in. Oh, sorry.
That was Perry. That's Perry Shankle calling, but I'm going to tell him I'm podcasting.
Okay. So anyway, so that was super fun. And
I love that.
Yeah. And always so good to be in the presence of a Cottrell, you know, just always so encouraging and uplifting to be in the presence of Travis and Angela and their kids. And it was a good time. I don't even know if I was in Nashville 24 hours, maybe a little over, but it was a good time.
Okay. I love that. I think that's such a good reset and so fun to get to go be with them. And the Cottrells, is anybody just more uplifting and just more fun to be around?
I know. And the whole, the whole topic that Beth taught on was on recalibrating your compass.
Oh, which is perfect.
Which felt timely, you know, in terms of thinking about what's ahead and thinking about, you know, how I would like to walk into this next phase. And I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it. I mean, I haven't moved across the world or anything, but you know, it's changed.
But it's a change.
Yeah.
It's a change. I mean, that to me is, and I think any change is just a little, I don't know if unsettling is the word, but it's just a little like, okay, like, what am I going to do with this? You know, like it's time to pivot and do something new. And
I want to do it well, you know, I've been so bad at endings my whole life. And so I really tried this whole little season of leaving school. I really tried to be conscious of really wanting to end well.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I ended well. So now whatever's next, I want to try to start it well.
Yeah. I totally get that. I feel like that's me right now with our change and with Caroline. It's like you just look and go, I want this season to be productive. Like, I don't want people to be like, well, her child left for school and she stayed in her bed for 6 weeks. You know, like
Right.
It's like, and I think some of it is it's a mind over matter. Like you have to kind of power through. I mean, it's a little bit of a fake it till you make it. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't want to look back at this time and feel like I wasted it or that I didn't make the most of it or that I didn't take it all in. And so I totally get that. I think when you're changing, there's something that you want to do it well.
Yeah. Have I ever told you about how my parents, I think I wrote about this, maybe in Home Is Where My People Are. I can't remember about how my parents, when I was in grad school, sent me to this retreat and, in Mississippi. And it was really meaningful for me. And I loved it. And I got kind of it was sort of like a 23-year-old impact camp.
Okay.
But it was all ages who were there. But for me, I very much needed to reset.
Yeah.
And for so many reasons.
Yeah.
And so I go to this retreat. It's a long weekend. And then I stop at mom and daddy's house, like kind of on my way back to Starkville. Uh-huh. Only at that point, I decide I'm just not interested in going back to Starkville. And it took me a few days. I maybe had to cancel a class I was supposed to teach, maybe missed a couple of classes I was supposed to take. But I just in the center of that transition of trying to get healthy, I just stopped. It was like I couldn't move forward, or I didn't want to. I just wanted to stay sort of in the I don't know what you would call it, except just all those feelings I had at the retreat. I just wanted to pause.
Yeah. I get that.
But real life has got to come in there somewhere too. And I didn't really, I always think about that when it comes to transitions and what my tendencies are, which is just to shut down like midway through and try not to face the reality of what's next. So
hopefully this is different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's so hard. So, well, we went on that note. So I took Caroline on Saturday because I knew she was leaving for Impact, and then it's going to get busy because she's going to be gone and whatever. And Perry is, you know, with rumors of more COVID lockdowns happening, please, Lord, don't let it be. But, you know, Perry Shankle is ramping up on, hey, you need to kind of be stocking up on some stuff. Like you need to know there's going to be more shortages ahead if this happens, even if it doesn't happen in Texas. He's like, if it happens in other states, that's going to affect manufacturing and da, 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 da. So I don't mean to cause a panic. I'm just saying. So it kind of made me think we probably need to go ahead and go to Target and get the rest of the stuff that's on our dorm list at this point. And I'm going to tell you, here's something I didn't know about when you have a child about to go off to college. At some point, money just becomes pretend money. Like, it's just like, what is even $100 anymore? Like,
okay.
You know, like the whole thing, and I keep laughing because it, I think some point this week we get our first bill from A&M for everything. And right now it's all been like Monopoly money. Cause you're like, add sports pass, put on final bill, add meal plan, put on final bill, add parking pass, put on final bill. I have no idea what the bill's going to be.
Okay.
I have no clue. I mean, I have a general, but then every time A&M sends us something to show us like how their online payment system works, they show we're like, this person owes $384. And I'm like, who's this person that owes $384?
Right. Where do I sign up for that discount?
I would like that plan because is that child taking 1 hour and not living on campus? Clearly, because what costs $384? Nothing is what I'm going to tell you. But we were at Target and it was like Caroline Schenkel. And this is where she's like her mom as much as she's like Perry. It was her greatest day because what I said to her was, let's just get all new toiletries, your medicines, like everything we need, let's just get new ones. And then that way, when you come home for the weekend, you don't have to pack that stuff.
Okay.
Like there's no point taking a half empty bottle of shampoo to college. Like let's just get all new stuff and we'll take it and whatever. And I'm going to tell you, it was her greatest moment. She was like giddy in the aisles of Target.
It might be my greatest moment even now at this stage in my life. I would just have a level of appreciation for that. I sure would.
Yep. All new face wash, all new lotion, all new toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoos. I mean, I feel like she reinvented herself right there in the aisles of Target with all of her new products. But then this is where I'm an enabler because I came home and I'm going to tell you that I was giddy getting home and then putting all that stuff into separate bins and labeling them. Like this is where that type A part of my personality that so rarely shows and anything else comes out.
Well, we talked at some point when I was driving back from Nashville and you were like, okay, well, I'm organizing all Caroline's things. Uh-huh. And there was some joy in your voice. There was some, like a real sense of purpose there, getting that stuff handled.
Listen, I mean, I got in this playroom that has dorm stuff everywhere, and now I have a pile of things that need to be washed before we go to school. Mm-hmm. I have our blue bags. I have one packed of bathroom stuff with all of her toiletries in separate bins, one for medication, one for first aid, one for... It's like if I think that I can just organize it enough, I'm not going to cry when I drop her off.
Right.
You know, like I'm just... you know, managing it all. But anyway, I'm going to say the trip to Target was, I mean, we really did have fun, but it's one of those, like, you know, Target, you always go in to buy like one thing and you walk out $200 later. And I'm going to say when they rang up our total, I was like, well, that was a lot.
That was not $15.
That.
So did Perry have any thoughts or say in the first aid part of things? Did he have any suggestions or did he mostly... before y'all went, I know he didn't go, but like, did he?
No, he really didn't. In fact, we didn't even talk about it. Now he might have some suggestions, but I don't really want his suggestions because it's going to be too much for me. Like, and what I got her was some Neosporin, some Benadryl, some Band-Aids, you know, like just a little basic kit. Cause I'm like, we're not doing like major wound care in the dorm. This is just if we fall and skin our knee or we have a blister or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it would end up being way overboard. But I did tell Perry because he kind of came in when I was organizing stuff. And I said, I'm trying to decide what to take out of boxes and what to leave in boxes to, you know, move. And I said, I'm going to need you. I said, here are some things. I said, I'm going to need a rubber mallet and I'm going to need some zip ties. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and he looked at me and he goes, you're saying all this like you just assume I have all that stuff. And I said, well, of course you have. I mean, of course you have all of it. Like, and he was like, well, I mean, I'm going to need to know what size zip ties. And I was like, all sizes. We need all sizes zip ties.
A variety of sizes.
I was like, you're in charge of tools. You're in charge of bringing the screwdriver and the rubber mallet and the zip ties and whatever else we need.
Will he leave Caroline with a headlamp?
Oh, 100%. Are you kidding? Yes. She will have a headlamp and a flashlight. She'll have two different forms of illumination at least.
Mm-hmm. I would expect no less.
Yeah. And she has her own little toolkit that he made for her like last Christmas. So I guess she'll bring her little toolkit. In fact, now I'm saying that I need to add it to my pile.
Okay.
Her toolkit. So it's just a lot. She was like, and she said, she goes, I'm afraid that I'm taking too much stuff. And I said, look, here's the deal. You're going to have more than some people and not as much as others.
Right.
So we're just going to go with it. But we are not going to be missing anything of that, I'm sure. So really the only thing we have left is I want to do like a little grocery store trip before we get there just to get like some granola bars and cereal and like some dry stuff to keep. But I think at this point we're pretty much finished.
Oh my goodness. What a time. What a
time. It is a lot. It is a lot. So.
Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about a new Big Boo Cast sponsor. Are you struggling to find time to pray and worship every day? Because I know as a mom, sometimes it can be so difficult to find the time in my day to connect with God, but it's so important for us to show our kids that we put God first in our lives and that we're seeking Him every day. And that's why I love the Glorify app. Sometimes we just need a little bit of support and for it to just be a little simpler. Glorify is the number one daily worship and well-being app. It makes it so easy for you to build an enjoyable quiet time practice that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere, because it's on your phone. You can structure your daily worship with curated Bible verses and devotionals. It eases your stress and anxiety with guided prayers, meditations, and declarations. And you can fall asleep peacefully listening to Glorify's soothing sleep aid. You can experience God-breathed music from global worship leaders like Carrie Job, Kim Walker-Smith, Torrin Wells, and Brian Johnson, and exclusive content from Christian leaders like Sadie Robertson Huff, Priscilla Shire, and Joel Houston. Over 1 million people around the world use Glorify to connect to God daily and grow stronger in their faith. I know it's helped me so much incorporate a daily quiet time because it's right there at my fingertips and I can do it whenever I want and I can read it or have it read out loud to me. It makes it so simple. And you know what the best thing is? The Glorify app is free to download and use. Just search for Glorify in your app store and try it for your next quiet time. If you like it, you can unlock even more content with Glorify Plus, which you can get with a 20% discount by using the promo code BIGBOO. Download the Glorify app now and give it a go for your next daily devotional. I think you'll like it as much as we do.
Well, another significant thing that happened, I feel like over the course of the last few days, you and I did a Patreon episode about growing up in the 80s and kind of what our lives were like at that stage in our lives and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that we did for that episode is we did an 80s playlist. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of songs. It's like 80-something songs.
It's a lot of songs.
It's a lot of songs. But for some reason, I realized that the day after we made the playlist that for somehow like listening to it was kind of a comfort to me. It was easy. It was familiar. And, you know, I am hard on 80s music. I have not been its biggest fan.
Yeah.
I like the duets. I like George Michael. I like Prince, but there's a lot of it I don't necessarily, you know, I don't go back to it a lot, you know, and I can be a little eye-rolly when people act like it's the best music that's ever been and all that kind of stuff. But I felt like on the way to Nashville, as I just had that playlist on shuffle, I had to have a talk with myself. I was like, some of this stuff is really good. It has taken me 30 something years to come back around to it, but some of this I still enjoy. I love the familiarity of it. I still I mean 90s music is my ultimate, but I don't know, I've been humbled. I feel like I've been unfair to 80s music maybe a little bit.
I think 80s music, here's what I think, it's almost like, here I'm gonna kind of give you therapy through it.
Okay.
But I feel like it's almost like familiarity bred contempt in a way, because do feel like the thing with those 80 songs, we listen to them over and over and over again. Like they're so, like as I listen to that sound to our playlist, I'm like, I know the words to all these songs.
All of like, them. Because if you think about it, we didn't have, it's not like now where I can go on my Apple Music and listen to anything. Like we listened to the radio or we listened to cassettes, you know, we didn't have the option to have, you know, a library essentially on our phones with millions and millions of songs.
Yeah. So unless you liked an artist enough that you bought the whole cassette tape.
Yeah.
You were only listening to like their top two songs that came out.
Yeah.
And those were on the radio constantly.
That I haven't thought about that. Like we heard those songs much, 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 much more than the way that our kids would hear a song now.
Yeah, it really is, because you think our kids, by and large, don't really listen to the radio.
Right.
You know, like everything is that they create playlists or they just listen to whoever's new album or whatever. And so you get all those songs. So you don't have the same. You don't hear Red, Red Wine until your ears bleed.
Which is my least favorite song from the 80s.
I hate that song.
No offense to the people who wrote it. I know you worked very hard.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just it's not for me.
No, I've never liked it. I didn't like that. I don't like that. I don't like We Built This City on Rock and Roll by Jefferson Starship either. Those are my two 80s.
I forgot that you hated that song.
I hate that song. But by and large, it's funny because I've been driving around listening to our 80s playlist and I'm like, I'm really a fan. Like there have been a few songs I'm like, I could kind of skip through this one. Like I've heard enough now. But by and large, like I feel like I have a new rediscovered love for Crowded House. I'd kind of forgotten about them, but I'm like, they hold up.
They
really hold up.
They really
come out today.
Yeah, they really do hold up. I agree. George Michael, you know, I feel like I can't listen to George Michael a lot. That makes me so sad.
I know.
It's the one person from our sort of Gen X era that it just breaks my heart that
I know
we lost him so soon. So.
I know. Well, and I, you know what? It's funny because as I was driving around listening, I thought it's funny because Whitney and Michael Jackson and George Michael. And I thought there's so many
Prince,
there's so many tragic endings. And then I'm like, and who would have thought Madonna would have been the last one standing?
Right.
Like really based on back then, because she was so like wild and controversial and and I'm like, and she's still with us. But I thought it really is sad how many of them just had a tragic end to it all.
It really is. On a happier note, has there been anything you've been watching or enjoying?
Listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm living for right now. And has given me, like, I love Never Have I Ever, and I'm so glad it came out, and it's my top show of the summer. And I haven't started Ted Lasso yet, because I want to watch it with Perry and Caroline.
Right.
So, that is, but season two of Outer Banks came out Friday.
And
I had been in, like, kind of a lull of, like, there's nothing I really want to watch. I tried to get into Virgin River, and I was like, I can't do it. Like, this acting is too terrible for me right now. No offense. It's just not my thing. It's too earnest. And I can't do it. But I was like, Outer Banks, I told Perry Friday night, I said, apparently what I had been needing was the 90210/Goonies remix that is Outer Banks. It's cheesy and it's far-fetched and it's a plot line that would never happen, but it just has sucked me in and it has made my weekend so happy.
I need to go back to it. I watched, I think, the first two episodes of season one and it stressed me out for some reason. They were running from some people and I got real nervous and so I just didn't go back to it, but I need to go back to it. I have a few friends here who really love it and I need to give it a chance.
Listen. They're always running from some people.
Okay.
There's always a thing. There's always something to be solved. There's always, and then they kind of put the teen romance gets in there a little bit and then they're off to their next thing and they're having to find. But listen, it's just enough of like non-realism that it's what I needed in my life.
Okay. All right. So, that's going to be my goal for the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to give it another chance. I haven't really watched anything. I can't think of anything that I've watched.
Well, I think with the Olympics being on, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's given us something else to watch, you know?
That's true. So, yeah, I haven't done a lot of TV watching. I've been trying to be better about reading. But the last couple of books I've read, I've had a hard time concentrating. I don't know what is wrong with me. But I started a book a couple of nights ago that I think I'm really going to like. It seems to be an easy read.
That's good.
Hopefully this time next week, I'll have good news about that book. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. So are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for five favorites.
Five favorites. Have an odd assortment of things this week, but this is just where I'm living, so I'm gonna run with it.
Okay.
My first thing is, I told you about this, I think maybe last Thursday or Friday. I've been seeing these shorts pop up on my Instagram for a while, and they're the Airy Adventure Short. They come in, there's a cotton version and a denim version. And I got the cotton version in last week and liked them so much, I turned around and ordered the denim version.
Oh, that's high price.
Yes. They are, right now they're on sale for like $19.97. And the cotton ones that I got are really thin, and they have a frayed hem that's cute. They're a great length. And what I love about them is that I love the width of the legs. I don't know what it is about shorts. If they're cut too close to my legs, I don't enjoy it. And and these have, they're just a little wider across the bottom of the legs. Plus the waistband has elastic. So if you have gotten tired of things bagging out, you know, or feeling like they're uncomfortable, these are just really comfortable. And the cotton ones I got are so lightweight. I think the denim ones will probably be a little heavier, but they'll go, I got a dark green color in the cotton. I think they're going to go right on into fall with me.
So, I love that.
And such a great price. So,
And that's good.
We're getting an Airy store at the Summit.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's good.
I didn't even know there was such a thing, but we're getting an Airy store.
Okay. Yeah. Cause they usually put them right next door to American Eagle, right? Like they're side by side.
Okay. Well, I didn't even know it was a thing until I saw we were getting one. So yay for that.
Well, that's exciting.
The second thing, this might pique your interest a little bit.
Yes.
Is something that I saw on, I cannot remember, but it's the Essie Eyelash and Brow Growth Serum.
Oh, I'm color me intrigued.
Yes. You get it on Amazon. It is less than $30. And, you know, it's obviously less expensive than some of the other products out there. But the person who recommended it said that her eyelashes had grown like crazy with it. So I've just been using it a couple of weeks. I haven't been using it like a really long time because I ran out of my Revitalash. And then I thought, well, maybe it'll go on sale for the Nordstrom sale.
I don't
know that it did, but you know, I was at the bottom of the barrel in terms of having access to the Nordstrom sale.
So it finally was probably gone by then.
I was like, I'm either gonna have to pay full price for that or I need to find something else. So I was like, well, I'll try this for less than $30. And I like it. And I can see it's making a difference. I mean, like my eyelashes are never gonna be, you know, they're blonde, they're hard to see. But but they've at least filled in where they were suffering a little bit when I ran out of Revitalash. So it was a score. So I enjoyed it. And it doesn't make my eyes sting or anything like that. So that's good.
Okay. Well, that's good too.
Third thing is, last week was a good week for new music because the new Need to Breathe album came out. It's called Into the Mystery and it's fantastic. So good. It was such a good album to listen to in the car because it's just, their music is just kind of like that. So there was that. And then somebody, who was it who told me about it? Oh, our friend Todd told me a couple of weeks ago about this new Coldplay song that's one of, like, I think the second song they've released that's going to be on, they have a new album coming out in October. But this song is called, it's called Coloratura. It's it's about 10 minutes long. It's a little trippy. It's like 17 genres woven into one song. It's, but I love it. It's beautiful.
Oh, interesting.
I love it. So it, if you like Coldplay or just you like an interesting song, it doesn't have a whole lot in the lyrics department. It's much more instrumental, but it's fun to listen to. Fourth thing is, again, we've been talking about, you know, resets, transitions, all that kind of stuff. And I started a new Bible study, which I haven't done like a formal Bible study, like where you have a book and your Bible, you know, like,
same.
In a while, just because it takes some time because you've got, and you've got the homework, you know, you've got stuff you've got to work through every day. So this is not a devotion book. This is a, like a kind of more, a more in-depth Bible study, but it's Beth Moore's latest that she wrote with her daughter, Melissa. It's called Now That Faith Has Come. It's a study of Galatians and I love it. Like, you know how sometimes, I think too, because I haven't done a formal Bible study in a while, like you just feel like you're almost a detective. Like you're just looking for, you're digging into things and you're, you're cross-referencing and you're seeing similarities you didn't recognize and you're, I don't know. It's just been fun to kind of get back into that frame of mind. It has,
I love that.
It has videos that go with it that you can either download from Beth's website. The first one I think is on YouTube. They're $5 a piece. So easy to access and watch, but you don't even have to do the videos. If you don't want to, you can just do the daily assignments, but it's been good. I don't know. There's something about flipping back and forth in your Bible, and it's just been a while again since I've done that. So I've enjoyed that.
Love that.
And then the last thing is, by the time this episode comes out, this will have happened, but I'm cooking supper this week for a couple of guys that we love who are going off to college, and they have requested some specific things. But I decided like that they would like to eat. So I'm really doing like just like a big country supper kind of throwdown for them. But today I was thinking like, golly, I would really like to have something that everybody can snack on at least when they, you know, before dinner and all that. But I don't want to have to make anything. So I thought about Jamie Torrance's, her whole idea of doing a kind of a redneck charcuterie situation where you do like Kaneka sausage and pimento cheese and all that. But I thought, ooh, I'm going to make firecrackers. And it reminded me of, you just take saltines and you put them in a combination of seasonings and oil and you let them sit there, and then you don't have to bake them, but I like to bake them. They're delicious. So it's just,
that sounds so good.
It's just a fun way to kind of liven up your saltine cracker.
Yeah. Love
and
that.
So I'm going to link to the recipe that I use for firecrackers, but I will say this. The recipe calls for olive oil. I like canola oil better, and you can even do melted butter, but you just need to make sure if you use melted butter that you bake them off right away, or else you know what happens to butter when it gets cold. So
yeah. Okay. That sounds delicious.
So you have some shorts, some appetizer-y crackers, some help for your eyelashes and your heart.
Yeah. What there it's you a, have it's it. A full thing. It's a full gamut of, of suggestions.
There you go. So
that's, well done.
Thank you. That's what I have for our time this week.
Okay. I love it. Those are all great suggestions.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it.
All right, y'all. We hope you have a good rest of the week, and we'll be back next week. So we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.